lodges as we welcome you into every room this morning.
主耶稣，我们欢迎你来到每一个课室。
We thank you for your presence.
我们感谢你的同在。
And we believe you to be with every student this morning.
我们相信今天早上你跟每一位学员同在。
Give us a fresh sight of yourself.
赐给我们一个新鲜的看见，看见你自己。
We want to see you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们渴望看见你。
We want to know you better.
我们渴望更多的认识你。
We thank you for your great love for us.
我们感谢你对着我们极大的爱。
And we love you too, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们也爱你。
Your love has picked us up and carried us to the Father's bosom.
你的爱提升我们，把我们带到父的怀里。
We glorify your name.
我们荣耀你的名。
We treasure your presence.
我们宝贝你的同在。
Manifest your presence to each student.
求你向每一位学员彰显你的同在。
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Oh, 我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。We love you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
We adore you.
我们恋慕你。
We want to see you.
我们渴望看见你。
We want to hear your voice.
我们渴望听见你的声音。
Speak to every heart this morning.
今天早上对每一颗心说话。
Jesus, you have such a lovely voice.
主耶稣，你的声音何等可爱。
We want to praise you. We want to sing unto you.
我们渴望赞美你，向你唱诗。
We want to lift you up that everyone may see you clearly.
我们渴望把你高举，让每一个人都清楚地看见你。
Thank you for your great love for us.
我们感谢你对着我们极大的爱。
You said, greater love has no man than this, that he lays down his life for his friend.
你说人为朋友舍命，没有什么爱比这个更大的了。
You have laid down your life for us, and you call us your friends.
你为我们舍命，你称我们为你的朋友。
Come, Lord Jesus, and speak to everyone.
主耶稣，你来对每一颗心说话。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名恳求。
Amen.
Amen.
It's wonderful to gather together with you in the presence of the Lord.
跟你们聚集在神的同在面前，真是何等的美好。
I woke up this morning with a sense of the Lord's presence so strongly with us.
今天早上我一醒来就强烈地感受到神的同在跟我们在一起。
I know that many have been praying for our time together.
我知道很多人都在为着我们的聚集献上了祷告。
And this song came in my heart, and I will tell you the words. Maybe I'll sing it for you first, some of you who know English, and then I'll give you the words by my interpreter.
这首诗歌就进到我的心里，我先给你们唱一遍，也许你们懂英文的人可以跟我一起唱，然后我会再把这个歌词念一遍。
I'm in love, deeply in love, with the lover of my soul. I will sing praise to your name while the years of eternity roll. Your love is in my heart, never to depart. Your grace has set me free.I'm in love with Jesus. He is the lover of my soul. I'll say it for our translator. I'm in love with Jesus.
我爱上了耶稣。
He's the lover of my soul.
他是我灵魂的爱人。
I will sing praise to his name while eternity rolls.
我要赞美他的名，从现在直到永远。
His love is in my heart, never to depart.
他的爱在我心里永远不离开。
I'm in love with Jesus.
我爱上了耶稣。
He's the lover of my soul.
他是我灵魂的爱人。
He's your lover too.
他也是你的爱人。
He so loved us, he gave his life for us.
他何等的爱我们，以至于他把他的生命给了我们。
So, our lesson about the Lord Jesus this morning is Jesus, the bridegroom.
所以今天我们课程的主题是耶稣，我们的新郎。
The Bible has so much to say about the wedding supper of the Lamb.
圣经里有很多次谈到羔羊的婚宴。
I want to tell you something about weddings in Jesus' day.
我想跟大家讲一些关于耶稣时代的婚礼。
The married couple went through a betrothal.
一对夫妻他们先要经过订婚。
It's what we call an engagement.
我们今天称之为订婚。
Oftentimes the family picked out the bride for the son.
常常男方家庭选择了新娘给那个新郎。
Then there was an agreement between the man and the woman.
然后在新郎和新娘之间他们有一个婚约。
It was a formal legal contract.
那是一个法定的婚约。
It gave the man legal rights over the woman.
那就给新郎一个法律的权利来称这位女士为他的妻子。
They were called husband and wife, though they did not live together as such.
他们被称为夫妻，虽然他们还没有住在一起。
After they made the contract, she lived with her family in their home, and he lived with his family in his home.
当他们订婚之后，女方仍然住在女方的家里，男方仍然住在男方的家里。
Usually, it was a year later when the bridegroom went from his house to his bride's house.
通常都要等到一年之后，男方才会到女方的家里。
Oh, when that morning came, he was so eager they could hear his shout.
Oh, 当那一天早晨来到，新郎是何等的兴奋，人们可以听到他在呼喊。
He waited a whole year for her.
他为着新妇等候了一年。
And his friends would all gather, and they would go together as a group to the house of the bride's home.
他的朋友们都会聚在一起，他们会一起到心腹的家里迎接他。
And he would take his wife for his very own.
新郎就接心腹成为他自己的妻子。
He would take her to his home.
他会把心腹接到他自己的家里。
Oh, the wedding took place that day in the man's home, and it was full of joy and celebration.
那一天，婚宴就在男方的家里举行，满了喜乐和庆贺。
This is the type of picture we see portrayed in Scripture.
这就是我们在圣经里看到神所描述的一幅图画。
We are espoused or engaged to our bridegroom now.
我们就是跟我们的新郎已经订婚的新妇。
We have entered into a contract by surrendering our wills to belong to him.
借着降服我们的意志完全地归属于他，我们已经进入了这个婚约。
We've given our body, soul, and spirit for time and eternity.
我们把我们的灵魂体完全地献给他，从现在直到永远。
And we await the time and day when he comes to take us to his home.
我们在等候着那一天的到来，他要把我们接回到那永远的家里。
To be united with him forever.
与他永永远远联合在一起。
That's a glorious day when he claims us as his very own bride.
那将是荣耀的大日子，当他称我们为他自己的心腹。
So this morning we want to look at Jesus as the bridegroom.
所以今天早上我们要来看一看耶稣是我们的新郎。
He's waiting to take the church that is willing to be his bride home with him.
他在等候着教会愿意作为他的心腹被他接回家。
Do you realize that each one of us is called to be his bride?
你有没有意识到我们每一个人都被称为他的心腹呢？
Yes, it's our privilege to have an invitation, a proposal from him to be his bride.
是的，这是我们的特权，他给我们这样的邀请，求婚，他让我们称为他的心腹。
And we are going to learn this morning how to prepare to be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们要学习，我们要怎样预备好自己，成为耶稣基督的心腹。
We don't know the day or the hour, but we know he's coming soon.
那日子，那时辰，我们不知道，但是我们知道他来的日子近了。
We sense it in our own spirits as well as seeing the times we live in. He's coming soon.
在我们自己的灵里，我们能够感受到，我们也在周围的环境里，在世上发生的事，我们可以看到他来的日子近了。
Before we begin our lesson, I'd like to have Sister Alice sing for us.
在我们开始课程之前，我们先请圣秋姐妹唱一首诗。
To prepare our hearts to hear from him.
预备好我们的心来听他的话语。
哈利路亚，赞美主，我们的主，他必快来。黑夜一身白昼将近，荣耀盼望使我欢迎，奇妙真理快乐信息。诸位王，王之王，万主之主，主必快来，主必快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来。或在早晨，或正午，或夜半，我知主快再来。世界潮流天空现象， 你心如周都是宇宙，上主宣召从心见证，高声传救主再来也飞扬，主必快来，主必快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来。我在早晨，我正午或夜半，我知主快再来。主必快来，主必快来，我们欢乐迎接主再来。我在早晨，我正午或夜半，我知主快再来。哈利路亚。在早上或在正午或在夜半，主在刹那之间就来了。哈利路亚，主啊，赞美你。主真的是帮助我们，要常常的警醒在你的面前，让我们预备主的再来。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主我们赞美你。哦，主啊，我们真的是要像新妇一样预，哦，要迎接新郎这样的来预备，哦，预备迎接我们这位荣耀的君王。主，我们感谢赞美你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
Praise the Lord, it's coming soon.
赞美主，他来的日子近了。
Jesus is the bridegroom.
耶稣是新郎。
And he is searching for bride souls.
他在寻找那些新妇的灵魂。
He's looking for you to surrender to him.
他在寻找你完全降服于他。
I know when my husband asked me to marry him,He knelt down in the sand on the shore and said he loved me. Would I be his wife?
当我先生向我求婚的时候，他在沙滩上跪下，问我是否愿意成为他的新妇。
And that's the way Jesus is asking for a bride.
耶稣也是这样询问他的新妇。
He said to his disciples, I no longer call you servants, I call you my friends.
耶稣对他的门徒说，我不再称你们为仆人，我乃称你们为朋友。
It's wonderful to be his friend, but it's even better to be his bride.
成为他的朋友非常的美好，但成为他的新妇是更加的美好。
There's no relationship closer or more intimate than between a husband and wife.
没有什么比夫妻的关系更亲密的了。
Now many people, when they think about the bride, they go to the Song of Solomon.
很多人当他们想到新妇，他们会来看雅歌。
And even that great missionary Hudson Taylor, he wrote a whole book aboutThe relationship between Christ and the church.
伟大的宣教士戴德生也写了一本书关于雅歌，谈到基督和教会的关系。
There's wonderful words there. The bride says, I am my beloved's and he is mine.
在雅歌里有这样美好的话语，我属我的良人，我良人也属我。
At first, he said, "My beloved's mine, and I'm his."
刚开始他说，良人属我，我也属他。
But then she came to that point of surrender where she said, "I am my beloved's, and he is mine."
但当他顺服到一个地步， 他说，我属我的良人，我良人也属我。
If we look at the scripture, we see more places than one when God speaks to us about the bridegroom.
如果我们看圣经里的经文，我们会看到有很多的地方，神提到他是我们的新郎。
Isaiah 54 verse 5 tells us,
以赛亚书54章第五节，
Your maker is your husband.
因为造你的是你的丈夫。
The one who created you is your husband.
创造你的那一位是你的丈夫。
The Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel.
万军之耶和华是他的名，救赎你的是以色列的圣者。
It's called the God of the whole earth.
他必称为全地之神。
Then if we turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3:14.
然后如果我们翻到耶利米书三章十四节。
Oh, here God speaks. Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you.
这里神对他的儿女说，被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，因为我做你们的丈夫。
And in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, verse 31, he says,
然后在耶利米书31章31节，神说，
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约。
My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord.
我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。
Not only was the covenant broken, but God's heart was broken.
他们不但背了他的约，神的心也碎了。
He revealed that he wanted to be their husband.
他向我们启示，他想要做他们的丈夫。
God longs for that union with us that is similar to the creation of man and woman.
神渴望与我们联合，就像他刚开始创造了夫妻的关系一样。
He wanted to unite our spirit with his spirit.
他渴望我们的灵与他的灵联合。
He wanted to unite our soul with his soul.
他渴望我们的灵魂与他的灵联合。
The call to be in the bride of Christ is for men and women.
成为基督心腹的呼召是对着男人和女人的。
It's that inner part of your being that no one sees.
那是在你灵魂的最深处，没有人能够看见。
Our inner man is spirit and soul.
我们里面的人是我们的灵和我们的魂。
Even though we may be walking around in a male body or a female body, we are all of us alike in spirit and soul.
虽然我们行走在一个男性的身体或者一个女性的身体里，但我们的灵和魂都是相似的。
That's why God calls all of us to be united to him.
那就是为什么神呼召了我们所有的人来与他联合。
As we wait upon him in his presence, he does the work of uniting us to himself.
当我们在他的同在里等候他的时候，他就做工，让我们的灵魂进入与他的联合。
The man Hudson Taylor, though he was busy with so much missionary work,
戴德生这位弟兄虽然他非常的忙碌，他有很多工作要做。
He was first and foremost a lover of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他首先是一个耶稣基督的爱人。
So men, don't think you're excluded from the call to be in the bride.
所以弟兄们，不要以为你在基督心腹的呼召以外。
I know of several men personally that have found Jesus to be the lover of their soul.
我认识好几位弟兄，他们都被呼召成为耶稣的爱人。
Some are in ministry and some are not.
有的人在服事里面，有的人没有。
But they were men that gave themselves wholly to the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他们都是把自己完全献给耶稣基督的一些弟兄。
When we make that surrender to Jesus, we would be a better husband, a better wife.
当我们这样的把自己完全献给耶稣，我们会成为一个更好的丈夫，一个更好的妻子。
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you that no one is excluded.
没有人被排除在外。
We are all called.
我们都被呼召。
The Holy Spirit pleads with us to come to be the bride of Christ.
圣灵在请求我们来成为耶稣基督的心腹。
There's another scripture in the Old Testament about the marriage, and that's Isaiah 61:10.
在旧约里还有另外一处经文关于婚约，是在以赛亚书61:10。
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord.
我因耶和华大大欢喜。
My soul shall be joyful in my God.
我的心靠神快乐。
For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation.
因他以拯救为衣给我穿上。
He's covered me with the robe of righteousness.
以公义为袍给我披上。
Just the way a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments.
好像新郎戴上华冠。
And a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
又像新妇佩戴装饰。
Yes, those wonderful attributes he puts on the bride, the righteousness he gives her, all come from him.
是的，神把这么美好的属性赐给他的心腹，我们的义是从他而来。
Every time you wait in his presence, he's changing you.
每一次当你在他同在里等候他，他就在改变你。
He's cleansing you.
他在洁净你。
He's covering you with his precious blood.
他在以他的宝血遮盖你。
And make a way for your garments to be always white.
好使你的衣裳时常洁白。
And your head would lack no ointment.
你头上也不缺少膏油。
He would anoint you with his own spirit.
他以他自己的灵来膏抹你。
You remember when Esther was preparing to go before the king.
你记得当以斯帖预备见王的时候。
She's a wonderful example of how she didn't ask for any special jewelry.
她是一个美好的例子，她没有要求一些特殊的珠宝来装饰她自己。
It was her turn to go in on one night to see if the king was pleased with her.
有一天晚上是他的机会来看王是否喜悦他。
This is in Esther's book 2:215. She requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the women, advised.
这是在以斯帖记第2:15，除了 掌管女子的太监西该所派定给他的，他别无所求。
Oh, he was a servant of the king, and he knew exactly what the king would want.
西该是王的仆人，他确切地知道王所喜好的是什么。
Lord showed me years ago, Haggai is a picture of the Holy Spirit.
很多年以前，神向我启示，西该就是圣灵的一幅图画。
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, knows exactly what would please our King.
圣灵就是耶稣基督的灵，他确切地知道什么能够讨王的喜悦。
The other virgins had a choice of any jewelry, any finery, but Esther only chose what the servant gave her to put on.
别的女子都要求一些特殊的珠宝装饰，但以斯帖单单要太监西该所要给她的那一份。
And that's what we should be doing. We should be eager to have the Holy Spirit lead us.
那也是我们应当做的，我们应当求圣灵来引导我们。
We do well to follow His leading day by day.
如果我们每一天都跟随他的引导，那就很好了。
Sometimes His voice is very soft.
有的时候他的声音非常的温柔。
And then sometimes we don't want to hear what he has to say.
有的时候我们不想要听见他的声音。
So we do our own thing, our own will.
所以我们就按着自己的意思行。
And we miss out on pleasing the king.
我们就错过了讨王的喜悦。
Thus, we need every day to learn.To be guided by the Holy Spirit.
是的，每一天我们都需要学习被圣灵引导。
So there are many wonderful stories in the Old Testament about God's desire to be our husband.
所以在旧约圣经里有很多的例子，神极其的渴望我们成为他的心腹，他做我们的丈夫。
He wanted that relationship with Adam and Eve, but they lost it in the garden.
他在伊甸园里就渴望与亚当夏娃有这样的关系，但是他们失去了。
So God was still wanting that union with mankind, so He had another plan.
神仍然渴望跟人类有这样的联合，所以他就有另外一个计划。
He sent his son Jesus into the world.
他差遣他的爱子耶稣进入世上。
That he would bear the sins of all the world.
好让他背负世人的罪孽。
That his precious blood would be the instrument to cleanse us.
他的宝血得以洁净我们。
And when Jesus came into the world, John the Baptist recognized him.
当耶稣来到世上，施洗约翰认出了他。
John the Baptist heard from heaven.
施洗约翰听到天上的声音。
He knew the scriptures.
他认识圣经。
He was filled with God's Spirit in the womb.
他在母腹里就被圣灵充满。
And he says these words in John chapter 3 verse 29.
在约翰福音三章二十九节他说，
His disciples were telling him, more people are being baptized by Jesus than you've baptized.
他的门徒们告诉他，拉比，你所见证的那位现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。
Jesus said, "He who has the bride is the bridegroom."
约翰说，娶新妇的就是新郎。
I'm just the friend of the bridegroom.
我只是新郎的朋友。
Who stands and hears him?
新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音。
I rejoice greatly because of the bridegroom's voice.
新郎的朋友听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
故此，我这喜乐满足了。
He said, he must increase, I must decrease.
他说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
John knew himself to be like the best man in the wedding.
约翰知道他就好像婚礼中的伴郎。
But the bridegroom, he knew, was the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他知道新郎就是主耶稣基督。
God was fulfilling his own desire to have us united to him.
借着我们与他的联合，神自己的渴望就得到满足。
And then if you remember, Jesus' first miracle was at the wedding in Cana.
你们也记得主耶稣所行的第一个神迹就是在迦拿的婚宴上。
John chapter 2 verse 9, the master of the feast called the bridegroom.
约翰福音第二章第九节，管宴席的便叫新郎来。
And you have kept the good wine until now.
对他说，你把好酒留到如今。
He said that to the groom that was marrying the bride that day.
他对那天结婚的新郎说。
And he complimented the bridegroom because that was his responsibility to provide the wine.
他称赞了新郎，因为是新郎的责任来提供宴席所用的酒。
But this miracle is a picture of the true bridegroom, Jesus Christ.
但这个神迹是一幅图画，表明我们真正的新郎就是耶稣基督。
He provides the best wine.
他为我们提供最好的酒。
So not only was John the Baptist declaring him the bridegroom, his first miracle takes place by him being the true bridegroom that gave the best wine.
所以不单是施洗约翰称他为新郎，他所行的第一个神迹就表明他为我们提供最上好的酒，他就是新郎。
As Jesus began his ministry, it was with the purpose of revealing himself as the bridegroom.
当耶稣开始他的服事，他的目的就是启示出他自己就是新郎。
And he is looking for a bride.
他在寻找一位新妇。
It was in the heart of our eternal Father to seek to unite mankind to himself.
我们永活的父，他的心里一直在寻求着人类与他的联合。
Christ came seeking a bride.
基督来了，在寻找一位新妇。
The scripture tells us many were called, but few were chosen.
圣经告诉我们，被招的多，选上的少。
Why wouldn't everyone want to be a bride?
为什么不是每一个人都愿意成为他的新妇呢？
The reason is because few want to leave all to belong wholly to him.
原因是不是每一个人都愿意撇下一切所有的，完全的属于他。
He wants them to be his for his purpose and his pleasure.
他要他们为着他所喜悦的旨意。
We don't want to lose our identity.
我们不愿意失去我们的身份。
We don't realize that united to him, we receive all the benefits he offers to us.
我们没有意识到，当我们完全属于他，我们就得到他所赐给我们一切的好处。
We turn to Matthew chapter 25.
我们翻到马太福音25章。
We read about the 10 virgins.
十个童女的比喻。
Some were wise and some were foolish.
有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
The wise took oil in their lamps as they waited for the bridegroom to come.
聪明的拿着灯，有预备油，在器皿里等候新郎。
You know, the oil is the power of the Holy Spirit.
你知道油代表着圣灵的能力。
The Holy Spirit is our helper.
圣灵是我们的帮助者。
He knows exactly what pleases our bridegroom.
他确切地知道什么会讨我们新郎的喜悦。
And we need to have an ear that hears his voice.
我们需要有能听的耳，能够听见他的声音。
All 10 of these women were virgins.
这十个女子都是童女。
But only 5 were prepared with the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
但只有5位预备好了，满有圣灵。
And when the bridegroom came, the other 5 that were not prepared, they said, Oh, give us what you have.
当新郎来了，那五位没有预备好的说，请你分点油给我们。
We can't benefit by what others have. We have to have our own contact with Jesus.
我们不能够从别人拥有的得到好处，我们自己必须要与耶稣有接触。
Certainly, we can be encouraged by other Christians.
当然，我们可以被别的基督徒所鼓舞。
I know you have a group of leaders in every cell group. They can bless you and encourage you.
我知道你们每一个细胞小组都有一个小组长，他可以来鼓励你，帮助你。
And our team of teachers are determined to point you to Jesus.
我们老师的团队也定义把你们指向耶稣。
That's what Pastor Chow taught all of us.
那是周牧师教导我们所有人的。
But there is something that only you can do to be ready for the bride.
但有一些事是只有你自己能够做的。来为耶稣基督新郎预备好你自己。
The Lord calls each one of us personally.
主特别的呼召了我们每一个人。
All the help I have had from very precious teachers.
我从那些宝贵的老师们所得到的帮助。
I have to make my own decision to surrender all to Jesus.
但是我自己必须要做我自己的决定，来降服于耶稣。
I need to be the one that keeps oil in my lamp burning.
我必须成为那一位保持我的灯里一直有油。
And that's true about every one of you.
这对你们每一个人都是真实的。
No matter how young you are or how old you are.
无论你是多么年少或是多么年长。
How long you have served the Lord or how you're maybe just a new believer.
无论你已经服侍主多少年，或者你只是一个初信主的人。
The call of the bridegroom is to you personally.
向着新郎的呼召是个别的针对你自己的。
Oh, my teacher, my first teacher,was so in love with Jesus, she inspired me.
Oh, 我第一个老师，她是何等深深地爱上了耶稣，她非常地感动我。
But I had to make the decision, was I going to surrender my will to the Lord?
但我自己必须要做这个决定，我是否要降服我的意志，降服于神。
Even though I knew he loved me so greatly, it was hard to give up my own ideas, my own plans.
虽然我知道他深深地爱着我，但是要放弃我自己的意志，我自己的计划仍然非常的不容易。
But the Lord awakened me one day that I had to make a full surrender.
但有一天主唤醒了我，我必须要做一个完全的降服。
I didn't feel like giving up.
我不想要放弃我自己。
But I did it like a contract. I sat before the Lord and I wrote down my surrender to him.
但我与主立约，我写下了我要完全降服于他的。
I did it like a business deal.
我做了一个好像法定的合同。
And every morning before I began my prayer, I would read what I had told the Lord.
每一天早上，当我开始祷告的时候，我就在主面前来读我向他所立的约。
Jesus, I belong altogether to you.
耶稣，我完全的属于你。
I surrender.
我降服于你。
All that I have and all that I am.
我的所有，我的所是。
All that I hope to be.
所有我希望成为的。
And I receive you as my king.
我接受你成为我的王。
Hallelujah, what a wonderful day that was.
哈利路亚，那是何等奇妙的一个日子。
But I had to keep reminding myself that I'm not my own, I belong to him.
但我要不断地提醒我自己，我不属于我自己，我是他的。
I laid down my plans and my desires.
我要放下我自己的计划，我自己的渴望。
And it's good to renew that surrender every day.
每天都要更新向他的奉献，这是非常好的。
And Jesus begins to deal with us about our thought life.
主耶稣也开始对付我们的心思意念。
The words we speak.
我们口中的话语。
And even those of us in ministry, he's dealt with us that he wants to come first, not ministry first.
我们这些服侍主的人，他也对付我们，他要成为首位的，而不是让事工居首位。
Our ministry is secondary to himself.
我们的事工对着他是次要的位置。
And when the Lord deals with us that way, it becomes better and easier.
当主这样的对付我们以后，事工就变得更好，更容易。
Because Jesus fills us more as we are empty vessels.
因为当我们成为倒空的器皿，主耶稣就更多更多地充满我们。
And that's a picture of the bride. She wants only the bridegroom.
那就是新妇的一幅图画，她只要新郎。
All kinds of other things could be taking place, and the Lord gives special gifts to the bride, but it isn't the gift, she wants him.
所有其他一切事都有可能代替耶稣的位置，主给我们很多的恩赐，但不是恩赐，而是他自己。
The bride looks forward to that day when she's united to him.
新妇在期待着那一天，她能与新郎完全的联合。
And you can experience that union every time you wait in his presence.
每一次你在他同在里等候他，你就能够经历这种联合。
You can tell him, Jesus, I just want you.
你可以告诉他，耶稣，我单单的要你。
And your will for my life instead of my own.
还有你对我生命美好的旨意，而不是我自己的旨意。
Oh, how wonderful that day becomes when we want just Jesus.
Oh, 当那一天来到是何等的美好，我们单单的要耶稣。
And we just seek for his will to be done.
我们单单寻求他的旨意成就。
And we're willing to relinquish our own life and our own ways.
我们乐意放下我们自己的生命，我们自己的方式和方法。
I'm still working on that.
我仍然在这样做。
I went to write an email even yesterday to someone, and the Lord just checked me by the Holy Spirit not to do it.
昨天我想要给某一个人写一封邮件，但圣灵就禁止我，他不让我这样做。
Just leave it in his hand.
只要交在他的手中就好了。
And you know, it turned out to be a great blessing.
你知道，结果却是一个很大的祝福。
And the storm that person was going through just disappeared.
那个人所经历的风暴就消失了。
So we need to daily walk in his presence.
所以我们每一天都需要行走在他的同在里。
And wait for his coming.
等候他的来到。
There's another story in the Old Testament. When Sarah died, Abraham called his servant Eliezer to seek for a wife for his son Isaac.
在圣经里有另外一幅图画，在创世纪，当撒拉死后，亚伯拉罕就差派他的仆人以利以谢为他的儿子寻找一位心腹。
It's a beautiful story of how God led him to Rebecca.
这是一个非常美丽的故事，神怎样引导仆人以利以谢来找到利百加。
Eliezer asked that God would go before him and choose the wife for him.
以利以谢请求神在他的前面行，来为他找到那一位心腹。
He's another example of the Holy Spirit.
他是另外一个圣灵的预表。
He was doing what his Abraham told him to do.
他遵行了亚伯拉罕所吩咐他做的事。
And he found Rebecca at that well.
他在井旁找到了利百加。
And he gave her such beautiful jewelry already.
他送给利百加美好的装饰品。
And then she went and told her father and her brother and the family about the servant that had come.
然后利百加就告诉他的家人、他的父母、兄弟，告诉他这位仆人来找他。
And Eliezer told him the whole story, and the time came for her to leave.
以利以谢告诉他所发生的事，告诉他应该与他同去。
She was to leave her country, her family, her security.
利百加必须要离开他的国家、他的家庭，还有他的安全感。
It's a beautiful response she made. She said, I will go.
她做了美好的回应。她说，是的，我要去。
She was blessed to become a mother of nations.
她被祝福成为多国之母。
Well, our Lord is sending the Holy Spirit in these days to search for a bride for his son.
而今天神正在差遣他的圣灵为他的儿子寻找一位心腹。
He wants someone who's willing to come just as they are.
他要人们就是带着他们的本相来到他这里。
And allow him with the fruit of his spirit to make us pleasing in the eyes of our bridegroom.
许可他用圣灵的果子装饰我们，使我们在神的眼里成为可喜悦的心腹。
That union is with our soul.
这个联合是与我们灵魂的联合。
It takes place on the inside.
它是在我们的里面发生的。
And the call is for all of us.
这呼召是对着我们每一位的。
The call is to be clothed with Christ Jesus.
这呼召就是披戴主耶稣基督。
You know why he wants us to be with him?
你知道为什么他要我们跟他在一起吗？
He wants to bless us.
他要祝福我们。
He wants to take care of us.
他要照顾我们。
He wants to provide for us.
他要供应我们。
Just like a husband does.
这就是一个丈夫所做的。
And at this time, the church is in the process of being engaged to the Lord Jesus.
此刻，教会正在与耶稣基督订婚的过程中。
Jesus has gone away to his own home.
耶稣已经回到他自己的家里。
He's sitting at the right hand of his father.
他就坐在父神的右边。
But he looks forward to the day when the Father will send him to take his bride.
但他在期待着那一天，父神差遣他再次来迎接他的心腹。
So the church is in a state of being engaged, a spouse to the Lord Jesus.
所以教会正在这个过程中，他已经与耶稣基督订婚，等候着成为他的配偶。
And the Holy Spirit is working to conform us to the image of God's dear Son.
圣灵正在工作，把我们变化成为耶稣基督爱子的形象。
He's changing us from glory to glory.
他正在改变我们，荣上加荣。
He's clothing us with the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
他正在为我们替代耶稣基督的灵。
Oh, it's good if people can notice something different about you. You're not as selfish as you used to be.
如果人们能够发现你跟以前不一样了，那是非常好的。你不再像以前那样自私了。
Oh, you don't lose your temper like you used to.
你也不像以前那样容易发脾气了。
And the glory goes to the Lord Jesus.
荣耀就归给我们的主耶稣基督。
He's changing you.
他在改变你。
You're not as fearful as you used to be.
你也不像以前那样容易惧怕了。
Because you have a bridegroom who's taking care of everything.
因为你有一位新郎为你照顾所有的一切。
He even clothes you with his righteousness.
他甚至以他自己的公义为袍给你披上。
You know, it makes the bridegroom happy every time the bride comes to sit before him.
你知道每一次新妇坐在新郎的面前，就使新郎心里非常的喜乐。
We think we wait on God for our enjoyment, but do we realize it makes His happiness to have us want Him.
我们以为我们等候神是为着我们自己的喜乐，但你知道吗？当我们等候他的时候，当我们渴望要他的时候，他就得着喜乐。
Well, we can read the end of the story in Revelation chapter 19.
我们可以看启示录十九章这最后的故事。
Start with verse 7.
启示录十九章第七节。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright.For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。
Yes, we've been called. The invitation has gone out throughout the whole world.
是的，我们都被邀请，他的邀请函已经送到世界各地了。
But the Lord is telling us he's coming soon.
但主在告诉我们他很快就要来了。
He wants us to get ready.
他要我们预备好。
Let everything else go.
让所有其他一切的事情离开。
And run after Jesus.
我们快跑地跟随耶稣。
Come as you are.
就带着你的本相来。
He will cleanse you.
他会洁净你。
He will change you.
他会改变你。
He will make you acceptable in his sight.
他会让你在他的眼中得蒙喜悦。
For his precious blood and what he accomplished on the cross.
用他在十字架上所成就的，用他的宝血。
It can set us free from the pride that controls our life.
它可以释放我们脱离那骄傲，那控制我们生命的骄傲。
He will teach us our greatest joy is to sit at His feet.
他会教导我们最大的喜乐就是坐在他的脚前。
The less we are prominent, the more He is prominent.
我们越退下，越居末位，他就居首位。
Oh, what a wonderful Savior.
Oh, 多么奇妙的救主。
I know you have different ruling in China than we do here in America.
我知道在国内的你们的习俗跟美国是不一样的。
When I married my husband, I no longer was Martha Bytel.
当我跟我先生结婚的时候，我的名字就不再是原来的名字。
My name was changed to Martha Weldon.
我的名字从玛莎·贝索改成玛莎·威尔顿。
And you see, that is a sign of my losing my own life and taking on my husband's covering his name.
那就是一个记号，我要失去我自己的生命。接受我的先生成为我的遮盖，我接受了他的名字。
But I first started 15 years ago working with Pastor Chow. I realized the wife carries her father's name in China.
当我15年前进入周牧师的施工的时候，我才知道在国内妻子使用的是以前夫家的姓。
But it's different in the kingdom of God.We give him our nature, our name, and he gives us his nature and his name.
但在神的国度里是不一样的。我们献给他我们的性情，我们的姓名。他把他的姓名，把他的性情赐给我们。
He wants to fill you with himself.
他渴望以他自己来充满你。
And he's coming soon.
他很快就要来。
And he's asking you to get ready.
他在让你预备好自己。
Let him change you.
让他来改变你。
And see him not only as the great teacher.
看见他不但是那伟大的教师。
Not as the great man of prayer.
不但是那伟大的祷告的人。
Not the one that is so easy to approach.
不但是那一位非常容易亲近的人。
He wants you to see him as the lover of your soul.
他要你看见他是你灵魂的爱人。
And you can sing, I'm in love with Jesus.
你就可以唱，我爱上了耶稣。
And he's in love with me.
他也爱上了我。
And all that you do for him is out of love for him.
所有你为他做的一切都是出于你对他的爱。
And he's working to prepare us.
他正在工作预备我们。
My friend and pastor friend Donna Corrigan married to her.Michael Corrigan.
我的好朋友当娜姐妹，她跟她的先生 Michael Corrigan 结婚。
One time when he was preaching at the church where Pastor Chow was the founder.
有一次他在周牧师所建立的华美教会讲道的时候。
Toward the end of the service,Pastor Michael had a vision.
在服事的末尾，麦克牧师他得到了一个异象。
And he saw the clouds roll back and he saw heaven full of angels.
他看到天上充满了天使。
And he couldn't understand what they had in their hand. They had large needles. Oh, maybe... He described it like a stick. You know, it was about 12 inches tall, long needles.
他看到天使们的手中拿着很长的针，好像有12英寸那么长。
And the angels were sitting around each other, and they were sewing, sewing, sewing.
天使们坐在一起，他们都在用那个针缝一些东西。
He said, I don't understand. They're all so busy sewing.
他说我不明白，他们都在忙碌着缝一些东西。
They were working quickly.
他们很快的工作。
And the Lord spoke to him and said, they're preparing the wedding garments for the bride.
主对他说，天使们在预备新妇的嫁衣。
The time is near.
时候近了。
He's coming soon.
他很快就要来了。
And even heaven is preparing for that grand celebration.
天上的天使都在预备那伟大的庆祝的日子。
It doesn't matter who you are, you're invited.
不管你是谁，你都被邀请。
Yes, there'll be some virgins that don't have the oil.
是的，有一些童女，她的灯里可能没有油。
But have been prepared.
他们还没有预备好。
But you can prepare.
但你可以预备自己。
You have the choice to make.
你有一个决定要做。
Well, I choose Jesus above everything else.
我是否选择耶稣超过其他的一切？
Do I have enough love for him to surrender everything?
我有没有足够的对他的爱能够降服其他的一切呢？
Is he first in my life?
他在我的生命中是不是居首位？
Oh, when the girl falls in love with a man, she doesn't care about anything else, just so she's with him.
当一个女孩爱上一个男人的时候，她不再在乎其他的一切，她只在乎她的新郎。
Things lose their appeal.
别人都失去了吸引力。
And even gifts and presents are second.
甚至恩赐也居次位。
My husband outdid himself on Valentine's Day. He got me chocolates and flowers too.
我的先生在情人节给我送了鲜花和巧克力。
But best of all is his loving care for me.
但最棒的是他对我细心的照顾和充满了爱。
And that's the way we should be with Jesus.
那就是我们应当跟耶稣在一起的情形。
Jesus, you give us many gifts, but we want you.
耶稣，你给了我们很多的恩赐礼物，但我们只要你。
We want to be united to you.
我们渴望跟你联合。
Nothing is so wonderful as entering into your presence.
没有什么比进入你的同在更奇妙的事了。
And sitting at your feet.
坐在你的脚前。
So we make time to be with you, Jesus.
所以耶稣，我们要花时间与你在一起。
We thank you for your presence this morning.
我们感谢你今天早上的同在。
Sister Alice, do you want to sing again?
圣洁姐妹，是否再唱一次这首歌？
但那善的种子显现，初有荣光上天庭。白袍披身荣耀光明，街头扬声喜洁净。偶然如朝挥毫无玷污皱纹，街头扬声喜洁净。偶然如朝挥毫无玷污皱纹，街头扬声喜洁净。听那新歌歌声震动，遍布全地满 穹苍，更胜军旅威武雄壮，高举旌旗永飘扬。偶如有酒会毫无玷污朝闻，皆高雅歇息之境。偶如有酒会毫无玷污朝闻，皆高雅歇息之境。患难不错自知荣光，罪恶来攻也不怕。黎明时分开个机场，来世却能记一场。偶若有教会毫无玷污朝闻，皆高雅歇息之境。偶若有教会毫无玷污朝闻，皆高雅歇息之境。今天到苍河上，那最后胜利是临近。加入救助的神航母，与主同往在高处。偶若有教会毫无玷污朝闻，皆高雅歇息之境。偶若有教会毫无玷污朝闻，皆高雅歇息之境。偶若有教会毫无玷污朝闻，皆高雅歇息之境。偶若有教会毫无玷污朝闻，皆高雅歇息之境。
哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。主啊，愿我们都是预备好的，是主你所将来所要迎娶的这个心。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。哦，荣耀，荣耀，哈利路亚。主啊，我们欢迎着荣耀的君王再来，再来，哈利路亚。主啊，是的，神的教会也要预备好，哈利路亚，好迎接主你的再来。主啊，你的宝血要来洗净，使这个教会毫无玷污皱纹。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美我们的神，赞美神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们，
阿们，阿们，
阿们，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。好可爱，
好荣耀，
Pastor Ruth with us this morning. You should pray.
孔牧师可以祷告吗？哦，主耶稣，我们何等的欢喜快乐，在你里边，我们有这么多的身份，这么多的名称，我们是你的儿女，是你的门徒，又是你的仆人使女，你还称我们为你的朋友。但是我们使我们最欢喜最甜蜜的一个身份，就是我们现在是你的心腹，是已经与你订婚的。哦，主啊，为了这个身份，我们愿意撇下一切，愿意撇下一切，来保留这个尊贵的身份。主啊，当我们想到你就快来了，你就快来了，在未婚夫妻相隔的这一年当中，
你一直在我们身上来做事，你在改变我们，你派天使为我们缝制婚纱。哦，主耶稣，你要我们穿上这个细麻衣，就是我们的顺服，我们的义，我们的道空。哦，主啊，为着这最美好的这一天，你就要来了，我们要欢喜快乐无比荣耀的站在你的身边，跟你永永远远在一起。主啊，为了这一天，主啊，我们愿意，我们愿意，无论你要在我们身上做什么，你要我们放下什么，我们都要说，主啊，我愿意，我愿意。即使对有些人要放下的是非常艰难的，但是为了这一天，主啊，我们都要来说，我愿意，我愿意。圣灵啊，请你不要放弃，你继续的做，继续的做，直到我们真的成为跟你能够匹配的心腹。哈利路亚，卡拉巴西达巴。哦，主啊，当我们那一天，我们站在你的身边，跟你一样的荣耀。哈利路亚，主啊，你在等，我们也在等。主耶稣，就请你让圣灵一直的做，不要放弃我们。其实我们不顺服，觉得很苦，但是求你也不要放弃，你继续温柔的来做。主啊，让我们给我们一个愿意的心，愿意的灵，开我们的口说，主啊，我愿意。开我的心说，我愿意。让我们安静下来，安静下来，每天在你的面前，俯伏在你的脚前，让你来做。主啊，我们也许我们身体会觉得苦，但是我们灵里会觉得好甘甜，好甘甜，因为我的主喜悦这样，我的主喜悦看到我变美了，变得越来越跟他能匹配了。主耶稣，谢谢你今天给我们这美好的信息，你就快来了，你要迎娶我们。主耶稣，让我们每一天都在做这个最美最美的准备。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。主啊，这是我们一生所渴慕的，这是我们成为基督徒最渴慕的事情，就是要来成为你的心腹，这也是你所渴慕的。哈利路，哈利路亚。主耶稣，我们知道你不会放弃，你不会放弃，只要我们心里一直说，主啊，我愿意，我愿意。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，
赞美主。
It's so wonderful.
I know when I first met Pastor Lai, she was such a lover of Jesus.
当我最初遇见赖牧师的时候，他是何等一位耶稣的爱人。
I knew she was following the call of the bride.
我知道他在跟随基督心腹的呼召。
I just really got very acquainted with Pastor Ruth Grove this year, and I found she has that same love for Jesus.
最近这几年，我才跟郭牧师熟悉，我才发现他也是一位深深爱上耶稣的人。
We just have a few minutes, and perhaps Pastor Lin would express for the men, the call for the bride in his prayer. Pastor Lynn, would you pray in closing for us?
我们还有几分钟，林牧师是否要做结束祷告，代表弟兄来祷告，弟兄也是基督的心腹。
My pastor lies with us, isn't he?
也许赖牧师可以为我们祷告。
Hallelujah, 我们何等欢喜快乐，今晚你给我们一个这么美的信息，主啊，你亲自在每一段话里都在呼召我们，要预备好自己，等候我们新郎他就快来临了。哦，主耶稣，哈利路亚！你看这世界渐渐的变得这么混乱的时候，我们就知道你正在站在门口，你就快回来了。哦，主啊！我们的心是何等的盼望你，但我们更需要切切的恳求主耶稣啊，哈利路亚，每一天都把我们预备好，每一天都给我们恩典，欢欢喜喜来坐在我们新郎的面前，来听你的轻声细语，听你的温言爱语。哈利路亚，每一天我们要来享受你在我们里面改变我们，使我们越来越有耶稣的生命，而把我们自己所不喜欢主你也不喜欢的那些都丢弃给你，你为我们穿上你的喜乐，你的恩慈，你的恩信心，你的温柔，还有你的谦卑。哦，主啊，我们实在是不配，但你是如此的怜悯拣选我们，并给我们有这个荣耀的呼召，并且你还差派天使为我们每一位做嫁衣，我们每一个人都有一份，我们每一个人都有一件美丽的婚纱在天上等着我们，也在每一天我们坐在灵脚前的时候，哎，我们好像仿佛灵里看见啊，你所差派的天使正在那里一针一线的在为我们缝制婚纱。主啊，把我们那些瑕疵与玷污，主啊，皱褶皱纹与皱褶，对，一个一个的吐去烫平，穿上你洁白的细麻衣，就是你的圣洁，你的公义。主耶稣，我们要张开双臂欢迎你每一天在我们身上来做，做的多而又多，在你那里哇，何等的丰富，主啊，满有恩赐才能以各样的恩典，让我们随手可以向你取得。但主耶稣，我们要的单单是你，我们宝贵的单单是你自己，哈利路亚。因此主啊，让我们更加的宝贵你的同在，和每一天坐在你的面前等候你，读你的话语，让你的圣灵借着话语来修饰我们，装饰我们，看着那天使一针一线的为我们做嫁衣，我们满心期待，欢喜快乐等候我们的新郎回来。主，这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣的名，阿们。哈利路亚，赞美主，谢谢今晚把这个荣耀的盼望赏赐给我们每一位，我们人人有份，每一位位都领受这荣耀的呼召。谢谢主，这样祷告奉主的名求，阿们。
阿们，
哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美耶稣，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚，哦，荣耀的君王， 赞美主，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
每天在我们等候你的时候，在心里向我们显现你自己，既是你自己，主啊，赞美主。
Oh glory, 荣耀，荣耀，
荣耀，荣耀，
荣耀。Sorry, we didn't have enough time for Pastor Lynn. But oh, Jesus, we thank you for the call.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们感谢你的呼召。
We say yes, Lord, yes.
主，我们说是的，是的。
We want to be your bride.
我们愿意做你的新妇。
We want our eyes fixed on you.
我们要我们的眼目定住在你身上。
And you change us.
你来改变我们。
As we look unto you, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
当我们仰望你，我们就变成你的形象，荣上加荣。
Give courage to each one of the students. Give courage to say yes.
给每一位学员这样的勇气来说是。
Jesus, I don't have anything to offer you.But I come.
主耶稣，我没有什么可以献给你的，但是我来。
Make me what you want me to be.
把我变成你要我成为的样式。
I rely on you.
我依靠你。
And I take your name as my name.
我要取你的名字成为我的名字。
I am your Christian bride.
我是你基督的心腹。
For your glory we ask it, Amen.
为着你的荣耀我们恳求，
Amen.
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 God bless you.
神祝福。
We'll have to catch you another time.
林牧师，我们下次再请你祷告。
I think we're over time, but...I wanted Pastor Lynn to be able to tell the men they can be brides too.
我们虽然时间过了，我本来希望林牧师告诉弟兄们，他们也可以成为新妇。
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe next time he'll be sharing.
也许下次他可以分享。
Jesus is with you. Stay in His presence.
耶稣跟你在一起，停留在他的同在中。
Amen.
Amen.
我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。God bless you.
神祝福你们。